And if you're headed to Traverse City, like we will be a little later, cloudy conditions there now, 68 degrees with a high of 82 expected, a low of 61. In fact, the next few days while you're there for the Center for Automotive Research Car Management Briefing Seminars, they'll have highs in the 80s and lows in the 60s, just so you know, as we, again, will be broadcasting from there the next 2 days. About 66 degrees in Detroit as we speak. I want to thank Chris Renwick for showing up yesterday and playing a little golf and helping us raise a lot of money for four children's charities. It was great to see you there, Chris. I hope you had some fun.
It was great to see you too, Paul. Yeah, it was a fantastic event. And really, congratulations. Over the span of 18 years, you able to raise more than $7 million. It's a remarkable feat, and you and all of those folks who contributed are to be commended at the highest level.
Well, I thank you for that, and thanks for being a part of it. By the way, did Steve Courtney get another hole-in-one?
Who knows? I don't know that. I'm not even really sure Steve Courtney got the first hole-in-one.
Oh,
so
come on.
We got to double check that.
He did get the first one, but he doesn't like to talk about it too much. Just ask him.
No.
If you got a few
No, he's
minutes.
A very humble guy.
Yes, he is. All right. Meanwhile, there is a very special event coming up, the Vet Fest, if you will. And Chris Renwick has the rest of the story for us.
That's right, Paul. Yes. So the United States offers veterans coming home from service several benefits that can help ease them back into civilian life. But the problem is so many of our servicemen and women just aren't taking advantage of the assistance. Listen here.
Michigan has the 11th highest veteran population in the country, somewhere a little south of 600,000 veterans. Why that number means a lot is because in 2019, less than 18% had ever accessed a federal benefit.
That's Josh Parrish. He's the founder of VetFest, which is Michigan's largest veterans event. And some of those federal benefits he's talking about are things like VA home loans or health care or education assistance. But Parrish says it's not that veterans aren't electing to take advantage of these benefits. It's that they're surprisingly difficult to track down.
The military made it sound like when you left and integrated back into civilian life, that all of the benefits that you were entitled to would be there essentially waiting for you, like, you know, wrapped up in a nice little bow. And unfortunately, that was not the case.
And that's why Josh created VetFest. This is the fourth annual event under the VetFest flag, and it'll take place this weekend at the Fowlerville Fairgrounds in Livingston County on August 7th, that's Saturday. And when you boil it down, Parrish says that the event is focused on one thing, getting veterans and their families everything that they're eligible for. The event is free for veterans and their families, and it'll feature several experts to point them in the right direction to access their benefits. It's also a family event. They'll have a kid zone, a backpack giveaway for the first 200 school-age children who show up, celebrity appearances, and live bands. And Parrish says that veterans are more accepting of those benefits when they're in an environment where they can involve their family. Now, if you're a veteran and you'd like to register for VetFest, it's free for you. All you got to do, head over to vetlifetoday.org, and that'll get you into the event. Paul, back to you.
Yeah, and it's important, Chris, thanks for bringing this up. It's important to reiterate, underscore, that registration is required for that free entry. And you will be asked to show your military ID, the Department of Defense identification card, a health identification card, veteran ID card, or veteran designation on a state-issued driver's license. You're going to need to do all of that at check-in. And then with the family, you're going to have a great time. Live bands, Duly Noted, and Billy Gunther and the Midwest Riders. Kids Zone, featuring the bounce houses and other kids' activities. Backpack giveaways to the first 200 school-age children. Military, EMS, fire, and police vehicles on display. Celebrity appearances. The list goes on and on. It sounds like a great event. And it goes nicely with a conversation we had earlier with William Bill Kiefer, who's written a new book on how to help veterans transition from the military into civilian life. The name of the book is Military Career Transition, Insights from the Employer Side of the Desk. It debuted on as number one as a new release on Amazon's job hunting book category. And you were about to say...
It's what's amazing here, and I did a pretty extensive interview with Josh Parrish, so we'll try to bring you more of that as the days go on. But the interesting thing here is this Vet Fest. This is the fourth year they're doing this, and at first it started in a parking lot, and it has only grown to now where they're going to take this out to the Fowlerville Fairgrounds in Livingston County, just next to Howell. And he told me, look, our goal here is to be able to help every veteran in Michigan, is to somehow assist them in obtaining some of these benefits that they're due. And it can be a very difficult process for these veterans to track down all of these benefits. So this event exists specifically to hook these veterans up with the benefits that they're due. And the event has just grown and grown and grown. He told me, look, at some point, we hope that there isn't a venue in the state of Michigan that will be able to house us. And I told him, I hope that isn't the case. I hope we'll always be able to find you a spot where you can help all these veterans. So fantastic event that is just continuing to grow to help our veterans.
Well put. And a reminder, somebody, I don't know who said it, but somebody said it, and I love it. We can never do enough for our veterans, but we can always do more. It's a nice thought, isn't it?
It's great. Yeah.
All righty, man. Thank you. As always, we appreciate it. We appreciate your help, Chris Renwick, here at WJR.